This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hollywood Casino is our title sponsor. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And over the weekend, hope you had a chance to visit Hollywood Casino. Head on out to 99 Hops House to watch all the college games. It's a great place to be on a Saturday. It's a great place to be on a Sunday, too, if you're a fantasy football lover. Because let's face it, if you're home, you don't get all the games. Well, they have a ton of screens, great food. It's just a great place to watch football on a Sunday afternoon at Hollywood Casino. They also have some great restaurants like Charlie Gito's, the Elegant Italian Place, the Final Cut Steakhouse, the All-You-Can-Eat Buffet. Hollywood Casino, just a great place to visit on the weekend in St. Louis. Let's welcome to the conversation the commish, Rick Hummel. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
One of the most attention-grabbing things of the weekend was Tommy Pham upset in the third inning. Cardinals down 8-3, second and third, nobody out. They didn't score. I just got a text from my friend Mike Claiborne, and he said that Pham was irate because Matt Carpenter was not running on what could have been a triple. He wasn't mad for the Cardinals not scoring, but maybe for just some bad base running in front of him. How did you see it?
Well, they had other chance. You know, was there nobody out at the time, I think?
Yes.
That's not a good risk, probably, to have Carpenter, who's not a very good base runner anyway. Try, you got your 3, 4, 5 hitters coming up. You got to figure somebody's going to get that run home, or both of them home, and it didn't happen.
How about Pham being upset? I think with the way he's played, I think he kind of like deserves the right to be upset with his teammates when it's not working. Or what do you think of that? And you were watching up in the press box in Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he thought there could be more made out of that. He got upset when DeJong didn't follow him on a double steal attempt a couple times, and finally he did. There's a lot of things going on with that team, but base running is not one of their strengths.
We just got a text here because I said that the Cardinals should probably declare, I know they normally don't do this, but they should probably say after the season, is Tommy Pham's going to be our starting outfielder? And the texter wanted to know, should they say he should be our starting center fielder? How do you think they'll play that? Because I guess Pham is statistically, or the metrics show that he's a better center fielder than Dexter Fowler, or do you want to mess with Fowler's ego?
Well, it depends what hitter you acquire, what position he plays. You might acquire center fielder, you might acquire right fielder, you might acquire third baseman. Somebody else is coming in here to be on this team, and you don't know what position that player plays. So I would think Fowler probably will move to left field or right field in another year, and maybe even next year, because his center fielding is marginal at best for his abilities. His arm has been not strong, and he hasn't played a great center field. He's been all right, but there's guys. Pham's probably a better center fielder. So I'm not ruling anybody on this club next year, really, other than Molina. I mean, there's Tommy Pham. You'd like to have him on your team, but you've got to see what you can get for anybody here because they're not quite good enough.
How about the way Fowler has evolved as a hitter, signed as a leadoff guy, but moved to the middle of the order and bringing more power with it?
Yeah, that's impressive. If Carpenter stays as their leadoff guy, I'm okay with Fowler hitting third, as long as you have somebody who can hit fourth. That's the key. But Fowler showed power, run-producing ability, and these are positions he hasn't been asked to fill before because he's been a leadoff guy most of his life.
What do you think is more likely, Matt Carpenter at third or Matt Carpenter at first next year?
I would say at first. Of all the bats that might be out there, I don't think any of those leading contenders is a first baseman. You know, Donaldson's the third baseman. You got outfielders, you know, starting with the three in Miami, or even Martinez from Arizona, who's a free agent. So I think Carpenter stays at first base.
You brought up the Marlins, and I guess it was Derek Jeter with a I don't know if he actually had a tweet, but I read something where Derek Jeter has said that they're going to have to dramatically cut that payroll – in Miami. I don't think this is like any breaking news. We all kind of knew that it was going to happen. But Derek Jeter wants to slash the Marlins' payroll to as low as $55 million next season and $117 million this season.
Well, that means a lot of guys. I mean, Stanton is gone because he's got his $29 million of the payroll already, or whatever it is, maybe more. Nice, he's more than that, probably. But anyway, he's gone. Ozuna and Yelich are not making great money, but one of those guys might be gone. So, yeah, they're open for business, and it just depends how much pitching they want in all these deals. That's what they're going to be looking for.
Yeah. Well, what do you think you know, there was some talk around the deadline that you wouldn't have to give up that much to get a guy like Stanton because you're just inheriting that big contract. Do you think that's still the case in this offseason? You won't have to give up that much to get him and you just take the contract?
It depends how many teams are in the sweepstakes. If you only have a couple teams, Marlins can't be very picky. But let's say you got five or six teams, which seems a little unlikely that that many teams would take on that contract. But let's say you do. Then you might have to give up proven veteran pitching, or proven young pitching, I should say, maybe even a veteran pitcher. So I think with the money the way it is, it's not going to take a boatload to get them, but it might be more than you think.
Hmm. The commish joins us. Are you in Pittsburgh as we speak?
I am at the airport, yes.
Okay. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Stanton does seem to, is he your favorite Marlins outfielder in a Cardo uniform next season, or what do you think?
Well, he makes the biggest impact on the fan base. You know, fans will go crazy. Everybody who's mad at him now will be delighted if he comes in, no matter what he does, until the season starts anyway. Ozuna would be a good fit, and Yelich, who's not that power hitter they're looking for, or RBI guy, would be. Maybe he's probably the most complete player of the three because he's a center fielder and he bats left-handed. They have very little left-handed punch, other than Carpenter and Wong. Fowler's a switch hitter, so they're very thin from the left side.
What do you hear though about Stanton? Wasn't there a report that he would not come to St. Louis? That would not be one of the cities he wants to go to.
I hadn't seen that. I wouldn't be surprised, but I mean, yet I would think he wants to win, and you put him on that ball club, and they're going to win.
All right, yesterday in Toronto, Jose Bautista was taken out of the game in the ninth inning so he could take a final bow and play his final game in Toronto. Now, if they're getting rid of Joey Bats, they're not going to pick up the final year of his contract. Where do you think they stand with Josh Donaldson, who would just be so perfect for the Cardinals?
Well, he's got 1 year before he can be a free agent. I don't know which way Toronto's going. They seem to be going the wrong way right now because they're going to finish right down at the bottom with Baltimore in their division. They don't have enough pitching. They didn't really have enough pop, I guess, this year to overcome that. So I think that Donaldson does not figure in their long-term plan.
How do you evaluate the Matheny moves over the weekend? Do you think he left Lance Lynn in too long, and do you think it was a bad idea to use O in a 1-1 situation?
Well, first one first. I mean, Lynn has been one of your best starters and absolutely your best for much of the season. Fowler played that one ball into a triple. That should have been a bloop single. And Freeze had kind of a jam shot single for a couple runs. He did walk two, but I'm okay. I was a little surprised he got him when he did, because usually you figure, well, he's allowed this many runs, he's going to straighten it out. They didn't want to go to the bullpen that early because they knew they were going to have to go to the bullpen early yesterday with Gant pitching. So I was okay with that. And Lynn wasn't hit as hard as the box score suggested, but he wasn't very good. Now, yesterday, I liked the way he threw the other day, but that was kind of a risk. I think they were hoping Gant can get him another inning there because, you know, Bowman was in place and Brebbia was in place and Lyons was in place. Those three guys were tremendous, But Owen Cecil killed him, and although they only got one run, they didn't get any hits with men in scoring position, but that'll be the last time you see O, I think, pitch.
What about Adam Wainwright's performance and moving forward with Wainwright? You can't go into this offseason, can you, and pencil him in as one of your five starters, can you?
You could pencil him in. You wouldn't put him in ink, I don't think. That depends on who you have. If, you know, Flaherty hasn't really shown he's one of your five starters for next opening day either. He hasn't won any games, and he only pitched past four innings one time, I think. So I wouldn't exactly put him in just yet. He's got the stuff to be an outstanding pitcher, but he might not quite be ready. Wainwright has a year to go on his contract. You give him a year off season, 6 months to rest his elbow. I think he'll be at least somebody who can compete for that fifth job next year. And knowing what he's done over the years, I wouldn't put it past him. Now, he's not competing for your first job. He's competing to be in the rotation at the back end. And so I would use a pencil, very erasable, but I would still put him down in pencil.
How do you prioritize the offseason in terms of closer, starting pitcher, and hitter? How would you rank them?
I would jump hitter ahead of starting pitcher. Closer first. Hitter almost 1 and 1A there, really. Starting pitching, if they don't have Lynn back, which I guess it appears that that's a likely good, not a sure thing, they get Reyes off the disabled list. And let's say Flaherty doesn't prove, let's say Wainwright comes back. Their starting pitching is not in bad shape. Not as in bad shape as they have no closer, but Rosenthal being hurt. And they have not that great impact bat that you want either.
What about Alcantara or Dakota Hudson in the closer role next year? Or is that foolish to think that a kid could handle the ninth inning?
I'd like to see Alcantara in the bullpen. I wouldn't make him the closer yet. I'd say you could be our seventh, eighth inning guy. But I don't know about him being the closer just yet. And Dakota Hudson needs to pitch innings. You don't want to impede his progress. Really, both those guys need to pitch more innings in the minors. I mean, if Alcantara's not going to be in your bullpen, he shouldn't be in the bullpen in the minor. He should be starting, and you can make him a reliever later on. But Hudson has just got to AAA here in the second half of the season. I'm sure he'll start the season in AAA, too, as a starter.
So do you think there's going to be some great drama in St. Louis on Sunday, or do you think it'll be decided before then and it's just not going to work out? Gut feel.
Well, what you don't want to see is two teams celebrating on your field this week, because the Cubs are going to be celebrating unless the Cardinals win all four games. The Cubs only have to beat the Cardinals once and Milwaukee, you know, or beat them twice and Milwaukee not losing any games. But the Cubs are going to win the division there. Now, you don't want to see Milwaukee also clinch the wild card there. That would be a very bad week. So I don't know if this will get down to Saturday, I think. I'm not sure it can get to Sunday. That was a big win Colorado pulled out yesterday. Colorado needs to win. If Colorado wins four games, the Cardinals have to win all seven to tie them. Colorado only needs to win four out of six.
Well, I never thought of it like that. We could have, you know, champagne celebrations in St. Louis for the Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah, that would not be a good way to end your season.
Good stuff. Commish, we'll see you at the ballpark today. Thank you, sir.
You got it, Frank.
All right. The Commish joining us on the press box. And that was brought to you by Dirty Dogs. Boy, we were at the location in Monticello Plaza in beautiful O'Fallon, Illinois, God's country, and they have a great restaurant out there. They have, I think it was like, is it 16 different hot dogs to choose from and all the soppings. I had a hot dog wrapped in bacon with brown sugar or with cinnamon. It was unbelievable. It's a great place. They have all sorts of interesting beers to choose from. They have plasma flat screens. If you want to enjoy life and have a great hot dog and watch the game and have a beer, head on out to Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. The Gaines family runs it. Just great people. And we appreciate them being such nice hosts on Friday. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, Billiken fans are going to like what I'm about to tell you.